As I get y'all to turn to Ephesians chapter 4. I'll hold that spot. That's where we're going to be at for a little while. And I know what you're already asking. I know every Sunday y'all never forget what we preach about or talk about. 2 weeks ago, that's where we was at. But I'm there on purpose again. We're going to look at something a little different there. And y'all can't laugh at that little joke I made. I don't care. Because y'all don't ever forget, right? Y'all, it all sticks all the time. Everything we talk about. So y'all remember, we was in Ephesians chapter 4 2 weeks ago.
I remember we had chicken 2 weeks ago.
We remember that, don't we? Yeah, we do remember chicken. So I'm going to ask y'all two questions. I want y'all to ponder on this next hour or two. Boy, y'all. Rough crowd. That's okay. I like it, though. So, and then we're going to, then hopefully in between now and 2 or 3 hours from now, we can answer these questions, right?
There you go.
So, number one, where is your daily walk heading? Not what is your daily walk. So I'm going to go ahead and assume, if you call yourself a Christian, you got a daily walk. We preach about that a lot. So if you don't have one, you better get one. But if you have one, where's it heading? What's your destination? There you go. Where are you heading? Number two, are you in step with Jesus? So that's the two questions we're going to talk about. Hopefully we're going to pull out of Ephesians chapter 4. But you know me, I gotta chase a rabbit or two every now and then. I told y'all, I know there's rabbits in heaven, because I go down rabbit trails all the time.
There you go.
And there's no exception today. This wasn't planned, so I gotta look in my Bible, set of notes, which is a good place to be. Today we're gonna talk about a life that's worthy of your calling, okay? That's what we're going to talk about. A life worthy of your calling. But you don't know what that calling is going to be necessarily unless you get lined in up for Christ. We can kind of talk about that and stuff. Those two questions I ask are going to be in line with that too. But whatever you go through in life, the good, I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, we go through all of them. I call it the Clint Eastwood effect, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But this is what we need. Proverbs chapter 3, and most of y'all know this, chapter 5, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Okay? I'm going to tell you, when you're doing God's work, His calling, a bunch of it ain't gonna be, you're not gonna understand it. I'm not gonna be worthy enough. I'm not good enough. I do it when I get this out of my life. But let me tell you, if that's your thought process, you'll never answer the call.
Right.
Never. You never get there. And so, because I'm gonna tell you, it ain't what you can do, it's what Jesus does through you.
Amen.
Okay? And that's how you need to look at it. That's how we're going to approach it. But while we're doing this process that we're going through and stuff, until he calls us home and stuff, we got to be worthy of his calling. We got to be worthy. How we do that? The short answer, the best answer, the answer is through Jesus Christ. Okay? But we're going to kind of break that down a little bit. So, you know how you get hot and cold sometimes? You ever experienced that? You know, when you accept Christ, you're on fire, you do everything, you don't miss a service, you do all this stuff, and then you kind of taper off. You ever seen that? Or you ever experienced that yourself?
Yep.
Okay. So, it's several years ago, I went to a 50th wedding anniversary of a couple. The man said, he was talking about all they went through and all that stuff. And he said, you know, he said, 50 years of marriage. He said, the first two of it was happily married. The rest of it, we just married. Well, I said that because that's kind of like our walk with Christ sometimes. Okay? You're on fire, like I said. You're happy, ready to go. And then a stumbling block comes along.
Come on.
You trip over it. Sometimes we step over them. Sometimes we stumble. Sometimes we fall. There's an old song, I pick myself up and come back for more. That's what we need to do. We need to keep coming back and keep your focus on Christ to get you through it. All right, Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. Let me read it real quick. I know y'all surprised. Look at the board because it matches what my version is. We caught up. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. Okay? 2 weeks ago, you remember, we read this, but we looked at the breakdown of being gentle, being humble, being patient, and one Spirit. You know, there's one Lord. You know, we're a body of Christ. There's a bunch of parts to the body. We discussed that. Y'all remember? If you don't remember, this overview is we're working for the same Lord. We got different parts we do. Just like our body, you know, the arm and the head, they got different functions, but one body. And that's what Paul is talking about in Ephesians here. But we're going to look more towards, we know that part, we're going to look at lining up with Christ and what his calling is. To walk worthy of the calling means to live a life that reflects high standard of the Christian faith. A high standard. We got to be above. Okay, and we'll break down what that looks like here in a little bit. So here's what we got to do. We got to align ourselves, aligning our actions and our attitudes with the gospel. What you do and your attitude towards it. You know, I can do something, a job that I may not want to do. I can look at it in a positive way, or I can look at it in a negative way. The same job gets done, but what he's talking about, when you do it for Christ, your attitude needs to be good. Because your attitude, the way you carry yourself, the way you walk, the way you line up, the way you handle situations, is a testimony to others of your Christian faith, yeah. Christian walk. Yeah. So we need to have a good attitude, and we need to align it with Christ. This involves humility. That's hard for a lot of us. It is. Especially men. You know, we got a little pride sometimes. My wife says I do. I thought I was wrong once, but I was only mistaken.
There you go. Amen. That's it.
Gentleness. Now here, this one affects everybody. Patience. How much patience do you have? Do you fly off the handle when things not go right? When you get behind that slow person on the freeway. I can relate to that too. If you want to test your patience, just go to Houston for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
And unity with fellow believers. We have to unite. We're in this together.
Amen.
Okay? We got to unite. And like I said, you know, Brother Glenn, I steal a lot of stuff from other pastors, you know, and you heard it before from Glenn 100 times, I know. And myself probably too. I don't care what you call yourself denomination-wise. If you're a Christian, follower of Christ, it don't matter what you call yourself. He said it'll burn up going down and fly off going up, your name tag.
Amen.
Are you a fellow follower of Christ? That's what we're looking. That's what you need to be. And we need to unite. Like a football team, they all get ready for the same goal, right? To win. And let me tell you, we're talking about win, another rabbit trail. the victory is already won. Amen. And so we're playing by a different set of rules than most things on earthly, the way worldly things look. Christ done it all for us.
Amen.
He done every bit of it. He's already won. So we need to stay aligned with him and unify. It also means being mindful of one's words and actions. You know, just a simple illustration. What do you say when you smash your hand with your finger with a hammer? Oh, shucks. Oh, shoot. That hurt. No, be careful. And that's just being funny. But what are your words and your actions? Do you shadow the doors when they open and then live like hell the rest of the week? It's about living the life that is pleasing to God and a testament to his, I want you to catch this word, transformation of power from him, through him. He transformed us. Understanding the calling. First of all, it's a divine invitation. What does that mean? What's divine mean? Let me put it simple to you. You know, I like to talk simple because I'm kind of simple too. It's God's grace. Okay, the only reason that we had this opportunity to serve Christ is because of God's grace. Because he sent his son down here to die for us, that we can't be good enough, we can't be bad enough. Look the other way too. It don't matter what you can do. You can't do nothing without Christ. All about Jesus. Recognizing the calling as a divine invitation to salvation and a life of holiness. Okay? The first thing you got to do, you got to sell Christ. You got to have him first. You can't give nothing away that you don't have.
That's right.
So you got to have Christ. So that's the first step. So if you're in here today, I'll go ahead and throw an invitation out there. If you need Christ, get Christ.
Amen.
Okay? If he's working on you, get Christ. And you may be asking, well, how I do that? If you feel that pull in your heart, that tug, the Holy Spirit, and there's plenty of people in here you can talk to. Do it where you're at. You just get Christ in your life.
Amen.
Understanding that we are called into God's own kingdom and his glory. We talked about that. Now we got to have intimacy with Christ. Do you know Christ? I know who Jesus is. Yeah, so does Satan.
Yeah.
And his followers, the demons. They know Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know Christ? You got that personal relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That closeness. And how you do that? You got to study his word, be in his word, pray daily, every day. Saturate yourself with the word of God.
Amen.
You got to live and breathe it. And we got to recognize, too, that it's not a burden. And I say that because how many of y'all had the problem I had growing up? I would drove to church every Sunday night. You got one in the back, said you. That's not a bad thing.
Amen.
But let me tell you, though, your parents, your grandma, your daddy, your preacher, they can't save you.
Come on.
That's not going to save you. You can come here all you want. And lack of better words, who cares? Not unless you come in here for the right reason, the right heart, the right mindset, and you follow Christ and you get Christ. That's all. It's all about Christ.
Amen.
And it don't have to be in these doors. It can be anywhere, outside, inside, up the road, around the corner. Christ is everywhere all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All he is waiting on you, to make that decision to come to him. He's not going to force you to. You know, I always say, if I got to force Tom Lowe to be my friend, that ain't a true friendship. But if we work out a friendship and we talk, we share things and we discuss things together and we're happy together, we're sad together, the good, the bad, and the ugly times, then that's a friend. That's the same thing with Jesus Christ. That's how you got to know him. You got to know him that way. It's not a burden. You should want to be there. And the sooner you realize that you got the want and the need to be there, mm-hmm. can't do it by yourself. You got to have him. When you realize that, it's not a burden no more.
Amen.
You're going to want to be with him. Right. You're going to want him with you. Oh, Lord, come. Where are you going? Come back.
Come on.
He's not going nowhere. Right. He's there. It's a daily walk. And, you know, we talk about in our Bible study a lot about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the higher-ups, you know. And we're not just picking on them. This applies to everybody. We got people like this today and stuff. But we got to recognize that a calling with Christ is not a heavy, ill-fitting requirement. It's not a bunch of set of rules and laws. The one rule is John 14:6, come to me. As no one comes to the Father except through me.
Right.
There's your rule. You want to rule. And so don't make it a heavy burden. It's not. Jesus himself said, come to me, you heavy burden, and my yoke is light. I'm paraphrasing. I don't have it memorized 100%. But it's a new way in Christ. It's a new life. I don't care if you're 2 years old or you're 102 years old. You accept Christ, you become a new creature.
Amen.
In Christ, Jesus Christ.
Come on.
So how do we walk worthy? And we kind of list a laundry list of things. Humility. We're putting God and others first. You ever thought about that? Get the I out of it. Get the self out of it.
Right.
Number one, put God there. God has to be number one. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Oh, yeah.
God. And then you put others first. You help others. You turn the other way when somebody's in need. Christ didn't. He walked this earth. There's a couple, more than a couple. There's a couple of examples. He even went to the people you ain't supposed to be associated with. The sick. Different race, different culture. Jesus didn't care. Everybody has the opportunity to choose Christ.
Amen.
Everybody.
That's right.
So we need to be humble about it. We need to get out of that mindset. What about gentleness? Demonstrating strength under control.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like meekness.
Right.
You say Jesus is meek. That don't mean you're weak. Meekness
right.
don't mean you're weak.
That's
or
right.
gentleness don't mean you're weak. Strength under control. That's the best definition I've seen, probably, of that. Rather than harshness, demeanor, and politeness, meekness, and mildness. That don't mean you lay down and roll over.
Right.
Okay? Let me put that out there real quick. You know, you can be meek. You can stand on your own 2 feet with the Word of God,
right.
with the Christ. And you know what our biggest problem was with Christianity, I think? Compromise.
Amen.
Yep.
You look at Scripture, don't take away from it and don't add to it.
Amen.
Just follow Scripture. That's what we need to do. What about patience? We're persevering with others, especially during difficult times. It don't just mean losing your cool. But it means, are you taking the time to reach out to those people with that family in need? Are you doing that? Or an hour or two from now when we leave, are we going just straight home? Which is fine. But if you know there's somebody in need, or in need can cover a lot of things, not just physically, but a phone call. You know, we talk about that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a guy told me, it's not rocket science. Just simple pick up a phone. That means a lot to people.
Amen.
We got to seek. I forgot one. Forbearance. Sorry. Extending grace and forgiveness to those who offend you. Nobody sitting in here or anybody in this world deserves God's grace. So transform it to us. We can be like Christ. We're going to follow Christ. We call ourselves a Christian. We got to reach out and help those people that we don't like.
Amen.
Imagine that.
Sorry.
Nobody says it's going to be easy, especially Jesus. He didn't say it's going to be easy. He just said do it. Just obey. And we got to have that eagerness. We can talk about unity for a minute. We got to have that eagerness to maintain unity. We got to want that. Over the years, not just here, everywhere, I'm talking about in general, that's how many times you've seen churches split and do this and that, whatever reason. We need to focus on Christ. That's the bottom line. We're not going to get in all that. Stuff happens sometimes. I got that. But what's our unity? We got to stay in the game, and we got to stay in the game together. With Christ as the head leading us. We need to actively work to preserve the unity of the Spirit within the church. Did you catch that? Not unity of just the church, the Spirit, the unity of the Spirit in the church. Where's the church? This is the church. Us. We can all get up. We can walk outside, go to Tommy's house in the swimming pool. Guess what? We still got church. We're the church, not the building. We're the church. We got to unify in the Spirit for that. The Spirit, and so don't you ain't going to outrun the Spirit. You ain't going to hide from Him. He's around. So wherever you move to, there's your church. And we got to bearing with one another, showing love and understanding towards fellow believers. You ready for this? Even when they're difficult. Not uniformity, but embracing diversity with the body of Christ. You take a military or police, you know, they wear a uniform for uniformity. That's not the church. We're all diverse. We're all different. We walk different. We talk different. We dress different. We get different parts we do in the church, which we're going to get to in a minute. We're diversified. Okay? So we're not, because uniformity means we're all the same. We ain't. That's good English there. We ain't. And I'm going to hit the high points on this, because 2 weeks ago, I know y'all remember, y'all probably, I've seen a lot of y'all taking notes too. Y'all got your notes with you still? We talked about unity, the foundation of unity. So let me hit the foundations of unity. We talked about 2 weeks ago, one body. That's the church as a unified entity. We're one body, one hope, the shared expectation of salvation and eternal life. We're all destined for eternal life. Let me take that back. We're all destined for eternity. One's eternal death, one's eternal life. And you have to choose eternal life through Jesus Christ. And the bad thing about it, or not the bad thing, the way it is, if you do not choose Christ, I don't think nobody will say, well, I choose to die and go to hell. You probably don't verbally choose that, physically choose that. But if you don't choose Christ, by default, you're going to die and go to hell.
Amen.
I mean, there's no way to put it. So we got to choose life. One hope. Salvation, then eternal life. One Lord. That's Jesus Christ. The center figure for all believers. You know, we talked earlier, how do you know Christ? Remember those questions we asked? What's your step with Christ? Where you at with your relationship with Christ right now? If it's broke, you need to fix it. If you don't have it, you need to get it. If it's good, you need to keep it good until something bad comes along. Things are going to happen in a fallen world, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the future. So we got one thing we can hang our hat on is Jesus Christ. One faith. One baptism, the new life in Christ. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, so I'm kind of going through them. One God and one Father, the ultimate source of all creation and believers. There's one God, there's one Father. We get to Him through Jesus Christ, His Son. And we can go on, I can go on a big rabbit trail talking about one God, you know, you got, you know, one and they're different, they're the same. That's another sermon. But through Jesus Christ, you can get to God, the Father. The Father. Remember the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Death, burial, resurrection. Oh, yeah. I call those the two big threes. Oh, yeah. And you got to believe those three things.
Amen.
Those two sets of three. You got to believe those. You got to believe there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You got to believe He died, He was buried, and He come up out of that grave.
Amen.
Because of God's grace for you and I.
Now,
here's where the rubber meets the road right here. This is what we got to do. You know, I always say, you know, in order to get something, you got to do something.
Amen.
Okay? Living out the gospel. You got to live it out.
Oh, yeah.
What's the gospel? Jesus Christ. Put it simple. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. That's what we identify as the gospels. They're all stories we talked about in Bible study. It's four different guys. A whole lot of it is the same situations. A different point of view. Don't mean they're inaccurate. It doesn't. You can cross-reference all that, but that's another thing too. I don't know why I said that. Focus on Jesus Christ, your daily walk with Him. We got to live it out. If you want to know what to do, read the Gospels. Read the Bible. Study the Bible. I take it a step further. I can read something and not comprehend it. Or not live it, be a part of it. I got a secret for you. This Bible is living.
Oh, yeah.
It's living Word of God. It will manifest in you if you let it. But you got to do something though. You got to work at it. You got to do it. So we got to align our actions and our attitudes and trusting or ensuring that one's behavior reflects teachings and examples of Christ. Remember that fad years ago? I think they still got on the band. What would Jesus do?
Oh, yeah.
It still stands true. What would Jesus do? In every situation you get in, what would Jesus do?
Right.
If you don't know what Jesus is doing, get in His Word.
Amen.
And find out what He's doing.
That's right. And then do it.
You got to do it. Mm-hmm. That's like that. What's the old saying? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't teach him to drink. I can tell you, I can sit here all day long and tell you what you need to do, what you should do. But ultimately, guess who it falls back on? You. Me. You had to make a choice. Can't just think about it. Can't just say, well, I need to do that, I think, one day. No. You need to make a choice. You need to stand firm, make a choice, be firm in that choice. We need to be a positive influence when we're living out the gospel. We need to be a positive influence, striving to be positive influence in the world and serving others. Notice that? Serving others. And if you don't know what your calling is, first of all, study His Word. Accept Christ first. Got to have Christ to do what Christ has you to do. Everybody's qualified. What's that saying? Daryl, do you have that saying that you got on the sign out there? Can you pull that up? Okay. I'm paraphrasing. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Y'all get that? That play of words? Which is true. He, you know, like I said, don't wait till you think you're qualified. Because you ain't. Never will be. He qualifies you. So answer the call.
Yeah.
Do what He says. We got to reflect the light. Living in a way that reveals the transformation power of the gospel. Jesus is the light of the world. Remember that? We carry that on. He left the Holy Spirit back for us. To spread His gospel, spread His word. You know what your calling is? I can tell you basically The main thing is spread His word. How that may look to you. I may go to Don and say, hey, let's read some scripture. Let's spread the word. Then he, in turn, does the same thing. See how? Like the flu keeps going on. Or COVID. Yeah, COVID. I don't think that ever going to go away. I would guess. I don't think it really is a COVID. I think they just call it that. Yep. All right. We could, living in a way that reveals the transformation power of the gospel. And guess what else we got to do? We got to stay accountable. We got to hold each other accountable. We got to, you know, that we're, remember, we're one body working for Christ, serving Him, spreading His gospel. Guess what? Ain't nobody in here perfect. Y'all believe that? Y'all know that? No, nobody. Okay. You're perfect through Christ working in you. Okay. You're not perfect. Jesus in you is perfect. And we got to do His work. So when you see somebody stumble, don't push him all the way down to the floor.
Come on.
Pick him up. Don't let him fall.
Amen.
Or if he does fall, pick him up. If you ain't there to catch him. We need to work together and work on that. We need to surround ourselves with other believers who can support and encouragement. We need to encourage each other. We need to be there for each other. We've got to support each other. And here's a hard one. We, each one of us, need to be open to correction. Okay? Willingly receiving feedback and guidance from trusted individuals.
Amen.
Now, be careful if you're the one doing the correcting. Okay? Do it in love, first of all, like Jesus did.
Yeah.
Don't downplay them or downgrade them, whatever the word is. Yeah. We need to regularly read and meditate in scriptures to understand God's will and grow in knowledge. It says regularly. I use my favorite word, daily.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, to go beyond sitting, I'm going to read it at 9 a.m. every morning. And that's fine if you do it. But how many times 9 a.m. something else comes up?
Wow.
Well, I pick back up tomorrow. Mm. Okay. So if your 9 a.m. gets messed up, find you at 2 o'clock or whatever. I find it best when you first get up. Before your feet hits the floor, then the world is, then everything's, you're on the move now. Things are happening. Things are coming in. Start out at least to get that in. But a daily walk with God. Pray. We got to pray. Pray for guidance. Seeking God's wisdom and strength to live life that honors Him. And we got to regularly reflect to one's actions and attitudes. We need to reflect on ourselves. Look in the mirror. Am I walking? Remember the questions I asked? That's what we're going to close with that here in just a minute. Those questions. Are you in step with Christ? Ask yourself that. Get up every day and ask yourself. Or first of all, get up every day. What will you have me do today? Even if you know you got to go to work, like most of y'all do. I'm still working, but ask yourself. I know I got to go to work, Lord, but what do you want me to do while I'm doing that? You know, let Him in part of your life. That's how you build a relationship. You don't think you need Him to go to work. He knows you got a brain. You think I got to get up at whatever time and go to work, whatever. But include Him in that.
Amen.
Not that He knows everything. He don't need you to do that. You need Him. You need for you to do that. To have Him with you.
Amen.
Involved in everything you do, big or small. Be accountable. We got to serve, brother. We got to look for opportunities to help, encourage. Don't wait until they come to you. Be proactive. That's a big word. We use that in law enforcement sometimes.
Yeah.
Be proactive instead of responding. Be proactive in your walk with Christ. Hey, there's a Look at your prayer list. If you put it all in line, it'll be that long. Start with that. Be proactive. Pray for them. That's the thing you can do. And you got to leave your house. Be proactive. There's plenty to do. Plenty of work to do. And I like what a guy said one time in his pulpit a long time ago. What difference would it make if you, outside the preacher, went and visited somebody at the hospital? They expect the preacher to do that. And the preacher should do that.
Amen.
Okay? There's no problem there. But what difference or what tone would that set if you just showed up out of the blue to visit somebody you know that's in the hospital?
Amen.
Hey, checking on you.
Right.
Be proactive.
Amen.
Not saying you got to do that. I'm just an example. But be proactive. Be proactive. But you got to, all this involves obedience. You got to obey.
Amen.
He tells you. He laid it out for you. It's written in His Word. It's there for you to study. His grace, He gave it to you. But you got to be obedient. And I'm going to take it a step further. Obedience, not necessarily what you've done, what you haven't done. Just let that sink in. Meditate on that, or where word you want to use, and pray on that. What have you not done that God has asked you to do?
Mm-hmm.
What opportunity you miss to witness to somebody because of life? Got busy, forgot. So be obedient. So I'll close with this. As the musicians come forward, we'll give a song invitation here in a minute. Like I said, you got to know Christ. You got to have Christ first. You got to accept Him. You hadn't. Now, in a minute, be your opportunity. Where's your daily walk heading? I asked that at the beginning. We talked about what we need to do. Where are you heading with your walk with Christ? And then are you in step with Christ? Are you lining up to what He called you to do? Y'all stand. I close with prayer. When they play a song of invitation, you need to come up. You need Christ. There's no better opportunity than today. You can do it right there where you're standing, or you can come to me. If you got something on your plate you need to get rid of, pray about, a struggle you got, you need to pray. You can pray where you're at, or you can come up here. There's the Holy Spirit, remember, woman, body. He's everywhere, so He can do it. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank You so much for these few words that You gave us today, and that we meditate on them and let them soak in, Lord, in our hearts, and let us be active and do what You want us to do, and we answer Your call, we be obedient. Just thank You for the many blessings You've done for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.